Kenyan refugee camp is bursting at its seams. Pastors strap on their tool belts just as trouble hits Ethiopia. And we'll explore the question of religious freedom in Bhutan on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Since famine struck East Africa, the world's largest refugee camp has literally been overflowing. Dan Punaro, a doctor who works in the camp and is a partner of Africa Inland Mission, says,
Dadaab refugee camp, it's actually three camps. Each one was meant to accommodate about 30,000 people. At this point in time, each camp has more than four times that capacity, well over 100,000 people.
5,000 more people pour into Dadaab each week, mostly from Somalia. With no space left, starving people have resorted to living on the camp's perimeter.
Whatever structure and organization that existed in the past few years, much of it has been replaced by this chaos of trying to help.
In the midst of the chaos, though, Punaro and his team are able to shine Christ's love to a hopeless group of people. He encourages you to do likewise.
We as Christians do have a biblical responsibility to pray and to help those that are in need.
Meanwhile, Ethiopia's crippling famine has not cut off the legs of the evangelical church. Global Advance held a frontline shepherds conference for training pastors in Ethiopia's capital last month. David Shibley with Global Advance says this training is invaluable.
Very often in developing nations like Ethiopia, this may be the only pastoral training that these men ever receive.
Shibley also notes that the incredible church unity has come from the economic struggles that pastors have had to deal with.
It's one of the few places in the world where all evangelical churches, almost 100%, are cooperating with one another.
Pastors left the conference with a passion to reach into communities and refugee camps for Christ.
In the midst of this, the gospel is going forward. In those camps, people are coming to Christ, and God is using this terrible disaster to bring people to faith in him.
For the full story, you can check out our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Thailand's Public Health Ministry's latest report warns that more deadly flooding is likely on the way, with the Yam River still overflowing. Vision Beyond Borders has refugee camps that were hit by the high water. Although their children's home survived, food and access to clean water is another issue. Most of the roads have been destroyed. VBB is sending funds to help their partner recover. By resourcing them, it enables the local church to share the hope of Christ with those whom they serve. Next, thousands have lost their homes to flooding and landslides in Bangladesh as well. Initially, Compassion International reported three affected child development centers. That number has now risen to seven. Dozens of homes of Compassion-assisted children and their families have been flooded. Compassion is doling out food and water. In the meantime, the rains continue to pour. Pray for the families involved with this tragedy, that their faith would stand strong. And there are conflicting reports over what's changing in the spiritual climate of Bhutan. On the one hand, the country has a reputation for persecution of Christians. On the other, a 2008 election moved the country into a democracy. However, says Words of Hope's Lita Young,
although it is still technically illegal to be openly operating as a Christian, the number of believers in Bhutan is clearly growing, and they are gathering in house fellowships secretly.
Words of Hope has been broadcasting the gospel into the country, and people are responding. Interestingly, DeYoung says,
people widely believe that the government is well aware of many of those house fellowships and has chosen not to interfere, has not gotten involved in trying to stop their activities.
So prayer is needed.
For a person to be born with a Christian name to a Christian family, it may become soon totally legal in order to practice the faith. It's the question of evangelism that would be still a very sensitive one.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you want to go on a short-term mission trip, but it's too expensive, right? Well, how about a free trip to either India or Nepal to deliver blankets to the needy? Win the Global Action Touch the World Trip contest, and you can go for free. If you've never been there before, you qualify. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.